Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. Rosemary's here today.
Hi, everybody.
I nearly got you there.
Nearly got me.
And my name is Emma. And this week we are talking about increasing our stamina in regards to our faith.
Oh, do I need that?
Yes. And the scripture that I shared this week in the Heartbeat was in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, that says, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up." And gosh, the "do not grow weary" can be very tiring. Not can be very tiring. It can be hard when you are tired. That's what I mean to say.
Yeah, it's very much true. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yep, yeah. So we want to talk about what are some of the things we can do to not grow weary, to increase our stamina. And when I was reading this scripture, the thing that I do find hard in life is to be the one, or sometimes you feel like the only one, who continues to be the person who's patient, continues to be the person who's kind, continues to be gentle, continues to, you know, chase after the call of God in your life. It can become tiring when sometimes maybe you're not seeing a lot of fruit, or to be honest, I think it's exactly what you just said about the flesh. We are just tired.
Yep. And when we're tired, you don't cope with things as much. I don't think you are as patient, are as kind. So in many ways, let's be kind to ourselves and know there are times when we are weary in our body, physical body. And so sometimes I even say to my husband, "Don't talk to me today. I need to go to bed early. I'm really tired. I can't. You know, do some things because I recognize where I'm at."
Do you say, "Don't talk to me at all for the whole day"?
No.
Or just at this moment?
Yes. I need time out.
Yeah.
I put myself in the time out. So, you know, be mature enough and just tell people, "I'm sorry, I'm really tired. I can't talk to you about what we were going to talk about tonight," or something, because sometimes, you know, you plan things.
Yeah, yep.
And then on top of that, like you were saying, you know, you sometimes think, "Oh, I'm the only one that's being kind. I'm the only one that serves, the only one that helps." But don't compare yourself to others. Compare yourself to Christ. And one, be kind to yourself, but also know God understands. Like sometimes you just say, "Lord, I just can't do it today. But I'm going to ask you for grace and strength so I still am patient. I don't snap at someone. But Lord, I might be the only one that I feel like in my church circles that serves." That's not true, but that's sometimes how I might feel. But Lord, you serve totally, 100%, all the time to me, to everybody. May I follow your example.
I've just written down here before you said that bit in Romans chapter 8 verse 5, it says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit set their minds on the things of the spirit." And if we can continue to ask the Holy Spirit to come in and set our minds on the spirit, well then it can help us when we are feeling exactly what you said, those times of tiredness, when we don't want to live out or live up to the person that we know God wants us to be. Some of the things that I was sharing this week were about when we feel different times in our lives, a certain way to remind ourselves with scripture about God and how he can either provide for us or be there for us. So, for example, one of the first ones was, you know, those times when you're feeling lonely, that's when you're feeling lonely, it can be hard to continue to be the woman of God that you're called to be, but we can remember that God will never abandon us. And so, like scriptures like in Psalms, it says, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. So just continuing to remind ourselves of God.
It's like, I think of a race, and for me to run the race, I've got to have the stamina to complete the kilometers, or miles, or whatever you're doing. To build up that stamina, I don't do it all at once.
Mm.
But I also make sure I've got good nutrition. So my nutrition in this life, in this world, to have stamina in the Christian life is the nutrition of reading scripture, reading the word of God, being around people that encourage me, help me, put another foot forward, another foot forward, another foot forward. Even if they're, you know, linking arms, you know, one of Heart's ministries, I believe is like when we women link arms and help each other along the way, you know, because there are times when we do get weary, and not just physical weariness. It can be spiritual weariness. But making sure you build your stamina up, but get good nutrition, good, you know, the goodness that God has for us, and feed it into ourselves, because we all need that.
In order to not grow weary, I think we need to also remind ourselves that Christ won the victory on the cross for us, and that therefore we don't need to live a life where we feel defeated, which doesn't mean we feel every day like that, because like we've said, there are going to be days that we're tired and we do feel weary, but to not stay in there, it's not stay in that place, and remind ourselves that Christ has won that victory, that we don't have to live defeated or oppressed. I was thinking back to when I was a little girl and I watched a movie when I was 7. It was the Witches movie, and I was so scared I slept at the bottom of your bed for 9 months because it terrified me. And memories that I have from that time was that every night you would pray over me and you'd finish the prayer with, "The Lord has the victory." And I've always taken that with me to say it and remind myself at times where I'm feeling tired, and not always physically tired, but just that even mental health tiredness of, oh, I don't want to do this again, in terms of being the Christian I know God wants me to be, but to remind myself, no, the Lord has the victory. I can overcome this.
Yeah, I mainly get tired when I think I can do it by myself. But when I recognize I'm limited in so many areas, I'm limited in energy, I'm limited in focus, I'm limited in doing the best and good thing, I'm limited in having total wisdom. I'm limited. And when I recognize that and recognize who God is in my life, Lord, I'll say, Lord, I can't do this. Send the Holy Spirit. Send your wisdom. Guide me. Help me. And it actually frees me up. And, yes, claiming the victory. Lord, you won the victory. I might be in a season of where I feel like I'm walking through mud, and it's everything's weighing me down, but Lord, you have the victory, and I look to you and I claim it and I persevere because I know you walk with me.
Well, for this week's weekly challenge, I was thinking that each one of us can individually choose our own area of our lives where maybe we are becoming a bit weary, where we've let things slide. Maybe it's our speech, the way we talk to people. Maybe it's the way we're treating people at the moment. Maybe it's our self-control and asking God to come and have his victory in that area.
Yeah, one thing, sometimes you cannot because of the where you are right now with, say, your life, your little children, you know, you try to go to bed earlier. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes when you're physically so exhausted and you need more sleep, but it's not always able. Bruce and I used to pray, Lord, as I sleep for these 3 hours, could you triple the time that it gives me the energy and effect on me, even though it only appears to be 3 hours? And it is amazing what God does.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that now. Yep. I'll have a good sleep tonight.
Definitely.
So we hope that you've enjoyed our chat for this week. We pray that you are blessed by your weekly challenge, that God would triple your sleep and that he would work in those areas of your life that you need him in. So we pray that, yes, you have a great week, and we will chat to you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.